your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today. You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living, interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
The place where I went to college was a really old school. It was started before the Civil War, and it was all male until around 1970 they let women in, and a lot of people still had mixed feelings about the presence of women, and I tell you that because I think it applies to the ghost or ghosts that happened there. And it was an extremely haunted place. It wasn't uncommon for people to admit that they had seen a ghost. One dormitory for men, they had a ghost there that was named the Headless Gownsman. And people would see a figure with no head wearing an academic gown. Anyway, one night in December, I was trying to get ready for my final exams, and as usual, I was behind in my schoolwork, and I wanted a quiet place to go get ready for this exam. So the dorm was out, the library was out. It was, you know, I would end up spending too much time talking to people in those places. So I went to this classroom building, and it's called Walsh Ellet, and it was a really old building, and up on the second floor, there was a long hallway, and on one side of the hallway were maybe five or six classrooms, and on the other side of the hallway were a bunch of offices for the professors. So I found a room, and nobody was in there in the whole place as far as I could tell. And I got out everything out of my bag, my books and pens and, you know, snacks and everything. And I sat down to study, and then soon enough, I heard what sounded like a bunch of drunk guys. And, you know, some people had finished their exams or some people were partying, you know, even though they still had exams. And I just thought, oh, no, I don't want to be bothered. I just got settled in. And it seemed weird that they would come into this building of all places, you know, if they finished up their exams and they were out to have a good time. So I went out into the hallway and expecting to see people, and there was nobody there. And as I'm looking down in the direction where the sound came from, I very distinctly heard someone up near the ceiling laughing behind my back. And I could feel someone up there staring at me. And I had looked down that way, and there was nobody there. The ceilings were really high. I knew it wasn't human. And I ran over to my desk and got my books and threw them into my bag. And there was no way out except to go back into the hall. And I went into the hall, and there was nobody there. And I ran down that long hallway. And every time I passed a classroom, the door would slam shut. Bam, 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 bam. And there was no wind. All the windows and doors were closed. It was December. And all the, you know, office or the professors' offices, they were all closed up, always, you know, locked up. And I ran out of there, and I told a lot of my friends what happened, and they said, "Oh yeah, that Walsh Ellet's haunted," you know, and they also said, "Maybe it was a ghost who is unhappy that there are women going to school here." So, tough luck for that ghost, because there's even more women now there than there was back then. All right, well, thanks. I love the show. I hope you like the story. And there's a million stories from that school, I'm telling you. All right, thanks. Bye.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.